USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to reiterate her hard line for $2.2 trillion in coronavirus relief or nothing at all.
But it's hard to see how we can go any lower when you only have a greater need.
Despite the fact that a 50-member bipartisan group, evenly divided between House Republicans and Democrats, unveiled a $1.5 trillion compromise plan, Nancy Pelosi continues to say the Democrats aren't discussing that with her.
They don't say that, actually. Well, they don't say it to me. What they say is we need to have a solution, and we want the best possible agreement that we can for America's working families.
The compromise bill includes a fresh round of $1,200 stimulus checks, expanded federal unemployment at $450 per week, and the reopening of the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the longest-serving woman on the U.S. Supreme Court and a strong liberal voice on issues dividing the nation, has died. She was 87. Chief Justice John Roberts, a longtime friend of Ginsburg, called her a jurist of historic stature. Ginsburg revealed in July of 2020 that she was undergoing chemotherapy for a recurrence of cancer. Her death leaves a vacancy on the Supreme Court that is sure to set off an intense partisan battle over her replacement. Tropical storm Beta is churning in the Gulf of Mexico, prompting forecasters to issue a hurricane watch for a chunk of the Texas coast spanning from High Island to Port Aransas. Slow strengthening is expected, with Beta forecast to grow into a hurricane by tomorrow night. The storm is the latest to form in a highly active Atlantic hurricane season, so active that forecasters have run out of traditional storm names. National Hurricane Center predicts at least a 4-foot storm surge and warns of significant rainfall and flooding among the Texas and Louisiana coasts. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A Florida teacher is speaking out about some of the things she's seen while teaching virtually, and USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
The message for parents from one Boca Raton Elementary School teacher.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else.
That was Edith Pride addressing the school board at a recent meeting. She was expressing concerns about what she has observed of the adults during virtual learning sessions. Pride also had another concern that she raised about parental behavior.
Parents, when you are helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarettes. The joint be big as a cigar. Oh, yes, we done seen it all.
She also asked parents to make sure the kids are also properly dressed and fed before starting classes and, of course, log into class on time. Pride's rant has since gone viral and struck a chord with other teachers, particularly in Palm Beach County. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
All Foot Locker-owned stores in the U.S. will become temporary voter registration sites starting September 22nd. Each of the company's more than 2,000 stores will house a kiosk with special websites where visitors can check their voter status, register to vote, or sign up for election reminders. Foot Locker said its effort will target 18 to 24-year-old African-American customers, of which 4.3 million follow the retailer's Instagram accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.